Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, June 10th, 2025 edition of the Sand Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and this episode brought to you by the sands.edu Master's Degree Program in Information Security Engineering is recorded in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, in diaries today, we do have a little tool introduction by Russ. Russ introduces us to OctoSQL, a tool I haven't used it myself, but actually sounds like something that I like. It essentially allows you to read in files in various text file formats like JSON, CSV, tab delimited, and the like. And then it allows you to write SQL queries against the content of these files. So that makes it really handy to have sort of a simplified query language, no matter what the particular file format is that you're reading into. And the example that Russ here presents is using the NVD JSON database and then writing queries against this. For example, figuring out for his products what their vulnerabilities are. So it doesn't just read in the vulnerabilities, also like the product identifier database from NVD in order to then be able to join the two. So interesting tool. And like I said, certainly something that I'll probably give a try as well. Well, yesterday I talked about a DVR vulnerability in Mirai, which I mentioned, well, is sort of nothing really that unique and new. But today I have to talk again about Mirai. And this time it's a little bit more interesting in that Mirai now apparently is also exploiting a Vazoo-related vulnerability. If you're not familiar with Vazoo, it's actually a real great open source tool. It is an open source endpoint detection response tool. So monitor systems, does some log aggregation alike. But yes, back in April, I think it was, they had a severe vulnerability. Well, don't expose these kind of dashboards and complex tools to the internet. Of course, for something like Vazoo, the tricky part is that hosts in your network have to connect to its API. So there is some restriction around what kind of firewall rules and such you can put in place around these tools in order to really isolate them well from exploitation. And yeah, the fact that Mirai is now taking advantage of this vulnerability just shows that this is a very straightforward, very simple to exploit vulnerability. So if Mirai knows about it, well, everybody else in the world who may have a little bit more access to your network already is exploiting it as well. Well, and then we have another recursive resolver that the public can use. This one is a little bit different. It's run by a government entity right now, and that's the European Union. Now, the European Union runs it right now. It will configure it, set it up. They hope to hand it over to a yet-to-be-named private entity that then will also fund this service. Given that it was created by the European Union, that means that it's specifically sort of built around some of the privacy requirements that come with that. And they offer otherwise of the standard services that usually these public resolvers are offering, where they offer various levels of filtering based on what particular resolver you select. Whenever you configure a recursive resolver like this, of course, the key issue is, do you trust the particular entity that is running this particular recursive resolver? We do have a number of existing ones, like the famous ones run by Google, Cloudflare, Cisco, and the like, that are already offering very similar services, also similar levels of filtering. One of the advantages, in addition to the filtering, if you want to do that, is of course also that these resolvers tend to be a little bit faster than setting up your own internal recursive resolver, because you're kind of gaining some speed from all data that they may have already cached in their system. Well, I stopped over the last couple of years to talk about WordPress add-on vulnerabilities, just because there are so many. And I think it's really brave if you're still hosting WordPress yourself with a bunch of different packages installed. But lately, things apparently have been even more complicated for WordPress users, with some legal issues between some of the big backers behind WordPress. And that made it particularly difficult to keep all of your WordPress packages and add-ons up to date. Well, the Linux Foundation now stepped forward together with some people that manage and create WordPress packages to create this new package manager project, FAIR, that's intended to sort of provide you with an independent way to keep your WordPress packages up to date. So if you are running WordPress, take a look at this. Probably will make it a little bit easier to keep WordPress running safely for you. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks for listening. Thanks for recommending this podcast. Thanks for leaving reviews in Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you're using. Remember, there's a video format on YouTube, as well as, for example, on Alexa. You should be able to include this podcast as part of your daily flash briefing. Thanks, everybody, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.